From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The flooding in the Midwest is also having a big impact on crops. Prices for corn and soybeans were already high before the wet weather. Now they're hitting record levels on commodity exchanges. Joining us now to tell us more is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, where exactly are we in the crop cycle in the Midwest?
Well, we're very near the end of the planting window for that all-important crop, corn. 95% or more of that has already been planted, and much of it could be washed out. But if the waters recede quickly, those fields could be replanted with a type of corn that grows more quickly. Now, the success of that depends on good rains in August and no early frosts in fall. And otherwise, corn farmers can switch to soybeans, which is another good crop for animal feed. Soybeans can be planted until early July. But these storms have come during a very sensitive time for farmers because it's already been such a cold, wet spring. You know, there's that comparison of the floods in 1993, which the government reports cost the nation $21 billion in damages. But Polly Peterson, who's a soybean farmer and an agronomist at Iowa State University, says this year could be worse.
In 1993, we were able to get the crop planted at the right time, and then the flood came late, so it was in June and July. This year it has been cold and wet here since April, pretty much the whole spring. What really is the problem is that the crop that was established and that is not underwater right now is way behind in development.
And anticipation of these low crop yields has led to these record high prices that we've been talking about. So at those prices, will farmers still be able to make a profit?
Well, not according to Polly Peterson. Here's what he says.
The farmers will not make more money this year because of these high prices, because the yields will not be there. If you look at the production cost in the ag sector, because of the high energy cost, you know, things like nitrogen and then, of course, land rents have gone up quite a lot. So even though we have seen these high prices over the last year, you know, that does mean we're making more money.
And, John, I've been thinking about this. Prices at the grocery store have already been high. Is it going to get even worse for consumers?
Probably. Although, you know, there are a lot of variables. It would seem like the cost of a hamburger or chicken or ham is going to suffer, but this is a global market, so the final prices depend on the weather in other parts of the world. Even in this country, it depends on the drought out west and in Florida, and maybe the Midwestern farmers can bounce back and salvage their crops this year. So no one I talked to was willing to venture even a guess as to what kind of effect these floods will have on consumer prices. There are also transportation variables. All this water has blocked the barge traffic up and down the Mississippi. But from a very unscientific point of view, just me, I'd say it's safe to say that food prices are unlikely to come down anytime soon.
All right. Thanks so much, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.